We are joined by Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, I got to tell you, I got to give you a stat that Brian Murphy provided. I'm doing a new podcast called The Purple Pulpit with Brian Murphy and Brian Miller. It's you find it at VikingsTerritory.com. He did a little research, and the Vikings have started in their history 0-2 14 times. Do you know the number of times they've made the playoffs after going 0-2 to start a season?
I'm gonna say zero.
You're low. It's one. They've done it one time. This is not good. And I had said, by the way, before the Bengals game, I picked the Vikings to beat the Bengals. And I said on KQ and on the BS show, if they lose to the Bengals, I will not pick them the rest of the season. And I am sticking with that. And I think I will have a winning record when the season is over, because I don't see them having a winning record of their own. So I'm golden.
No. Yeah, and I'm okay with it because, you know, for the short term, it stinks. For the long term, maybe this will finally get some changes made. And I'm talking about the coaching staff. Everybody, you know, I saw on Twitter on Sunday, everybody's blaming the kicker, right? The kicker that missed the extra point, missed the field goal. And they're mentioning, the Dan Bailey and Daniel Carlson. And you brought up about how Daniel Carlson has been lights out since joining the Raiders.
Yeah, 26 in a row,
and
I believe.
Everybody blames Cousins. We look at Cousins in the 2-minute office and the way he just rolls down the field like the second coming of Tommy Kramer. You have to wonder, could it possibly be the conservative play calling and poor clock management that pushed the Vikings in a position week after week to rely on someone's foot?
Well, I would say that the clock management was horrible this past Sunday, just the other day, because I think Mike Zimmer was playing in fear of having another turnover like what happened in Cincinnati.
Yep.
And he did a terrible job. Don't stop. Just keep moving the ball. I guarantee you that Dalvin Cook was not going to fumble again if he even would have been in there. Or just have sideline routes. Get the ball to Thielen. Get the ball to Jefferson. Get the ball to guys you trust and tell them to get out of bounds.
And kudos to Cousins for saying something about it. You know, Zimmer's always throwing his own players under the bus. He likes to throw Cousins under the bus. Cousins came back and said, you know, I think at that point in the game, you got to be greedy and try to get as many yards as you can to make it easier for the guy.
Exactly.
And good for him for saying that. I think this is Zimmer's last year, and thank God for that. And I hope they take Spielman with them, because those two have been disastrous.
Well, I don't disagree with that at all. And I think it's time to start looking for an offensive coach. They've gone the defensive route.
The vaunted Vikings defense gave up 34 points.
Yeah, it's not going so well for the old
defense gives up. If your defense gives up 30 points, you're not winning the game.
No. Hey, I got another stat for you. This one, I gave you one from Brian Murphy, Chris Thomason, who I work with at the Pioneer Press. Since Mike Zimmer took over the Viking coach in 2014, the team is 8-15-1 in regular season games decided by 3 points or less. And that goes to something I've been saying. This team, particularly under him, does not know how to handle success. And that's why they lose in the postseason. That's why they fell apart. Look what happened in Philadelphia when they lost in the championship game. They go roll down the field in the first drive, and then it fell apart because they didn't know what to do with success. So not a good thing. Anyway, we need to move on a little bit. And how about what's happening at the border? A number of Haitians try coming across. I don't know if that's the Rio Grande, or not the Red River, Rio Grande, whatever body of water it is. The Border Patrol turns them back. They're on horseback. And they've been accused by the left and the media of, including our very own Ilhan Omar, of using whips to hit these Haitians. Well, they weren't hitting Haitians, and those so-called whips are what you call reins. That's how you steer a horse. You idiots.
Well, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, these are, you know, people from the East Coast. They probably, never been around a horse, much less, rode a horse. They're backtracking already. Yesterday it was whips. Now it's quote unquote. I saw the latest one in the Reuters report. It was whip like cords. It's like
they're reins. Call them what they are.
I know.
Oh my God. Did they ever watch a Western? Have they ever watched any movie that has horses being ridden?
Foreign films with subtitles. They watch foreign films with subtitles because they're all sophisticated, you know. But no wearing masks when they do it though, because you know those restrictions are for the peasants.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah. That's another one with this with AOC and her. You know, her tax the rich. Where was her mask? I didn't. There was a mask on the people carrying her train, which by the way, it wasn't a real train. It's what you put on the back of a dress.
I'm glad you brought up AOC in that dress. We talked offline about the story about, and you see it now, that the designer of that dress is a tax deadbeat.
Yes.
You know, withholding taxes for employees, got six federal liens against the firm for failing to pay tax debt, took $41,000 in pandemic relief, owes $2,500 in property taxes. Yeah, great, tax the rich.
How do you not
where your mouth is,
Jeff? How do you not, if you're in Congress and you're going to get something like that and do it, how do you not vet the designer to make sure there's
because you expect your sycophant media to go along with it? You know, I mean, look, they look how many stories they covered up in the presidential election afterwards. Oh yeah, that was Hunter Biden's laptop, and he might have been doing some stuff. And right. You know, so I mean, they just expect, if you're a certain political party, you expect the media to cover for you.
Hey, okay, here's a great one. I'm glad you mentioned that. How much do you think CNN, MSNBC is going to point out, what you're going to point out, that Trump is polling even or ahead of Biden in popularity or in likability? Whatever. What is it? How was the poll set up?
Yeah, so it's a favorable, unfavorable poll. And it was the Hill. TheHill.com is what reported it, and it's like a Harris survey poll, and it has Trump's favorability rating is at 48, Biden's at 46, unfavorability rating, Trump is at 47, Biden is at 49. So Biden now has lower favorable, higher unfavorable than Donald Trump. And what the quote from the article, which I thought was really good, says the mounting issues on all fronts have led to the surprise conclusion that Trump is now seen as good a president as Biden, suggesting the honeymoon is being replaced now with buyer's remorse. I always said the best thing that could happen to Trump was that Biden would win, so you could see just how bad the other side is. You know, every once in a while you get elected to remind everybody why we don't put them in charge of things. This has been a disaster from the get-go, and there's already people, I'm still out on this, but there's some people speculating that Trump may end up being the second president to win two non-consecutive terms. Going back to Grover, you know, Grover Cleveland did it. It can happen sometimes. I personally don't know that he will run. I think Ron DeSantis is a stronger candidate. But that just shows you, I mean, you got an election, a midterm election next year. It's setting up looking well for the Republicans. And 2024, it might be to the point where the Republicans can run just about anybody and beat them because of how, and that's sad because it means at the same time the country and its people are suffering because of how poorly run this country is from the White House.
Well, just take a look at what prices are getting to, whether it's fuel or just shopping. It's the inflation is going out of hand. And, you know, his mandate about you have to be vaccinated is, I think a lot of people have said it, and I thought it was cynical at first, but I believe it now. It was to take away from Afghanistan, where he had a drone strike that killed 10 members of a family, including 7 children. And that, people, no one has been fired for this. Nobody's head has been rolling over this, and it should. How do you make that kind of a mistake? A drone strike that kills a family. And it was a family of aid worker.
Yeah, and it's not just that they do it, Bob. If you saw the hearing with the Secretary of State and Rand Paul in the Senate, and the Secretary of State being noncommittal, they're looking into the identity of the person that was killed. And Rand Paul, the great line, he goes, don't you think that if you off somebody with a Predator drone, you'd know who they were before you did it?
Exactly. It's a great point. And then you got this Jen Psaki. We were talking about her off the air. She was asked about You know, they're supposed to be, if you come in from another country, you have to show proof of vaccine. There's no proof of vaccine when you come across the border or go across a river. And she was asked about that. And her comment was, well, they're going back. They're not coming here to stay. What are you, crazy? How many hundreds of thousands or millions of immigrants have flooded across the border over the years and didn't go back anywhere? Oh, it's a moral gone mad.
Well, and you put your finger on something, Bob, there, that, I mean, this is cute for administration that's pushing all these restrictions and, you know, shaming people into because they haven't taken this vaccine. And many people have legitimate reasons for why they haven't taken it. That when you have the southern border, as what, to quote Ron DeSantis, until he gets control of the southern border, I don't want to hear a blip out of this administration about COVID.
He's absolutely right. Jeff, we need to wrap up. There's plenty yet to talk about, and we will be talking about it in the days, weeks, months, years ahead, unfortunately. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.